He is risen.
I
tell you, what a beautiful day yesterday. Did you enjoy the snow in Tucson in the middle of April? Can you believe that? You know, I'll take cold weather anytime because it pushes off the hot weather. And we like to push off the hot weather as much as possible. I grew up, of course, in Phoenix. And you think Tucson's hot. Try Phoenix. It is blissfully hot. Blistering, not blissful. Ain't nobody thinks that's blissful. No, it's blistering hot in Phoenix. I'll never forget, we were living in Phoenix, Jennifer and I. This was about 1991. And my daughter, Kyrie, my oldest now, who's 19, she was 2 years old. And I got a phone call from Jennifer. This was long before cell phones, at least long before we had a cell phone. If you can believe that, kids, wherever you are. There was a time when there was no cell phones. I got a call from Jennifer, and she said, David, I was turning left on Camelback Road into the Art Mart, and the car stalled. I said, oh, no. What'd you do? She said, well, it's kind of in that, you know, that left turn lane where you turn in? Well, it's sitting there, and I just turned the blinkers on, and so it's sitting there. Well, I worked on Camelback Road, so I dropped everything. I got in the car and I rushed over to the Art Mart, and sure enough, there in the middle of the street is my blue 1985 Jeep Cherokee Pioneer with the blinkers on and off, on and off, on and off, just sitting there. And I'm saying to myself, oh my goodness, how in the world am I going to deal with this? So I get into the Art Mart and I go to the front counter and I'm looking around, and Jennifer's not there. So I asked the lady at the front counter, I said, have you seen a blonde with a little small child? She called me a few minutes ago, and I'm here. And they said, oh, yeah, she's shopping. And I look out of her Art Mart, and sure enough, there's her head bouncing along. So I run over to her. I said, what are you doing? She said, well, I came here to go shopping. So I'm shopping. There's a car out in the middle of Camelback Road. It is the longest, busiest street in Phoenix, and the car's just sitting there. She said, I deal with the shopping. I take care of the kids. You deal with the piece of junk cars that are out in the middle of Camelback Road. Touché. I still had no idea I was going to get this car out of the middle of Camelback Road. So I go outside, and I just stand there looking at my blue car with the blinker going on and off, thinking, what do I do now? How am I going to get this thing moved? It's in the way. I wonder if that's what the ladies on Easter Sunday felt as they were running to the tomb. How in the world are we going to get that stone moved? As a matter of fact, that's what the Bible says, is that early on Sunday morning, the three women, Mary and Salome, or Salome, depends on who you're listening to, they all went down to the tomb because they wanted to anoint the body of Jesus. Because 3 days earlier, on that Friday night, he had been crucified. And it was so late into the day, by the time they took the body down, they couldn't anoint the body with spices. And so they took the body down and they quickly placed it in the tomb and they rolled the stone over the tomb. And there it stayed until the end of Friday night, all day Saturday. And now it was early on Sunday morning, and these ladies had gathered the spices, and they were going to the tomb to spend one last time with Jesus. But as they're running there, they realized that this tomb had this big, huge stone over it. Now, you have to understand how this stone works, how this tomb works. They carved in the cave, and they brought it out, all the stuff, and that was the cave, which was the tomb. And then they had this big stone. I mean, it was a big stone. And they rolled the stone over the cave entrance. It took several people, several strong people, to be able to roll that stone. It's estimated that the stone weighed about 1.5 to 2 tons, which incidentally is about the same weight as the 1985 Jeep Cherokee Pioneer sitting in the middle of Camelback Road. But they're running to the tomb, and they say, how in the world are we going to move this stone? We want to be with Jesus. And this stone is in the way. And this stone is going to prevent us from seeing our Savior. But they ran anyway on Easter morning with their spices to go see Jesus. Are there stones in your life that are preventing you from seeing your Savior? Are there things in your life that you worry about and say, how in the world am I going to move that stone? Do you worry about the things in your life that are happening right here and right now in our age? Things that potentially could prevent you from seeing Jesus. We live in troubled times, folks. We live in troubled times. The economy is bad. And I know it's bad because I hear about it from all of you. What are some of the things that we worry about? One is the economy, our job. Just this week, I was talking to somebody, said, you know, we've had 4 layoffs from our company. And I'm thinking, this is it. But I hear another one's coming. I'm worried about my job. Is that a stone that's in your life that you're worrying about? The economy? Your retirement? How about relationships? Maybe there's a relationship in your life that you're worried about. Somebody that you love dearly, and the relationship's not working out well. And you see it as a big stone in your life. And you worry about it. And you say, how in this world can this stone be removed? Who's going to move this stone? And I know there are people here struggling with relationships, either with their spouse or their kids or their mom and dad, or even with people at work. And yet, it seems like those relationships can't be fixed. There's a big stone in the way. How many of you worried about your health? I cannot get over how many people in the congregation this year have struggled with cancer. We've had a number of people in this congregation just this year alone that have struggled with that deadly disease, that horrible disease that comes in and eats away at you. And they've done treatments, and they've gone to the doctor, and in some cases it's been really good, but in other cases it's still a struggle for them. Is that the stone in your life? Is that what you worry about? Ultimately, all of these stones are the effect of the major stone in life, which is the fall of man and sin. Sin that lives in this whole world, and sin that causes you to worry about all the things in your life. Sin that causes you to worry, am I going to be able to see my God face to face? How is the stone of sin going to be removed from my life? By the way, the Jeep Cherokee is still parked in the middle of Camelback Road with the blinker going on and off. So the women, they run to the tomb, and they have no idea who's going to open the tomb. It could be the disciples, right? I mean, they were there. They certainly could have opened the tomb. Well, as soon as Jesus died, they went into hiding. They were nowhere to be found. So the disciples were not going to be any help whatsoever. Maybe it was going to be the Roman guards. Now, we read in Matthew that the chief priests and the Pharisees went to the Romans, and they said, listen, we've heard a rumor that they're going to do something with this guy. And we want to make absolute sure that nothing happens. So I want you to post a guard, to which Pontius Pilate did. And they posted a guard, 4 guys, at the tomb. Maybe these 4 guys could roll away the stone. Of course, that would take some sweet talking from these ladies. Because their job was not to roll away the stone. Their job was to make sure that the stone stayed in place so that nobody could take the body. Yet they went anyway. Who's going to roll away the stone? Maybe it would be the blind man, or the leper, or the lame person that Jesus had healed all along the way. Maybe they'd find one of those on the way, and they'd say, help us to move the stone. As they rushed to the stone, who will move the stone for us? The answer, of course, is in our gospel lesson, if you'll remember, from this morning's reading from Mark. The women went to the stone. Who will move the stone away from us? But then in beginning in verse 4, but when they looked up, they saw the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. Had been rolled away. Now, folks, there is something very interesting about this passage. And it is this. These ladies, as they are running to the tomb, worried about who is going to roll the stone away, it had already been rolled away. Jesus had risen. He was no longer there. There was an angel. God had already taken care of the whole thing. They had all this worry in their life about how things were going. And yet, the stone was already gone. Even as they were running, asking who's going to roll the stone away, it had already been rolled away. Think about that. Because in your life, the things that you worry about, God has already rolled the stone away. If it's the economy, if it's sickness, if it's health, if it's relationships, God knows what's going on in your life, and he is rolling the stone away in your life. Why? Because Jesus Christ rose from the dead and has the power to roll that stone away in your life. You don't have to worry about it anymore. I want to read you two scripture passages from Romans. The first one is Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purposes. God works for good for all things who love him. You see, no matter what happens in your life, God is using your life to roll the stones away. He's already rolled the stones away. If you're worried about a job, he's got something for you. If you're worried about relationships, he's there. His power is there to help you in that relationship. If you're worried about sickness, he is going to be there with you and all those things. He's already rolled the stone away because he rolled the stone away. And listen again to Romans 8:38. This is at the end of Romans 8. This is my favorite verse. That little girl, Kyrie, who was 2 at the time that blinker was going on, this is her confirmation verse, Romans 8:38. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, nor the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Do you hear that? Nothing can separate you from Jesus Christ. No stone will ever be able to get in the way between you and Jesus Christ. Nothing. No matter what you have in your life that is causing you to worry, nothing will cause you to be separated from Jesus Christ. Folks, that is good news. That is incredible news. That's the news of Easter Sunday that we come here and we worship about. Jesus Christ has wiped away all your sin by his death on the cross, and now nothing can separate you from him. And the stones that you think are going on in your life, they've already been removed. Because the stone that separates you from God, that doesn't let you see Jesus, that stone has been removed, and nothing can separate you from him. That's an amen Easter story. Wouldn't you say so? Of course, now you all want to know what happened to the car. I know you do. I'm standing here. Isn't that the truth? Jennifer is in Art Mart. And I'm standing here looking at my car thinking, what in the world am I going to do? Well, she comes out of Art Mart. She has her shopping. And I'm standing here looking at the car. And she has Kyrie. And she says, here, hold Kyrie and my stuff. I said, where are you going? She said, well, it's been about 30 minutes. It should start now. So she finds a break in traffic. She gets in the car, and sure enough, it starts right up. And she comes in. And she says, I'll take that stuff. So she takes Kyrie and the shopping stuff. And I said, what in the world are you doing? Why did you call me if you knew it was going to start? She said, well, I've been telling you for months that the car has problems starting. Today I wanted to show you. That's a true story, folks. That is as true as the day is long. And it wasn't long before I got her a different car. And I started driving the Jeep. I had a hard time parting with that car. It was a great car. But see, she knew. She knew it would start. And the story of Easter today is that you know. You are resurrection people. You know that Jesus has risen from the dead. You know there's no reason to worry. There are no stones that separate you from God. Today, as you come to church today, live as resurrection people. Live knowing that Jesus Christ has moved all the stones away from your life. And that ultimately all things work for good, and nothing will separate you from him. In Jesus' name, Christ is risen. Hallelujah.